I come from your wife. She begs you to do exactly what I say, and to ask no questions. There is no time. Take off your boots, and put on mine."
"Carton, my dear friend," said Darnay, "it is impossible to escape from this place. You will only die with me."
"I'm not asking you to escape. Put on my shirt and my coat."
He did not allow Darnay time to argue or refuse.
"Now sit down and write what I say," he said. "Quickly, my friend, quickly."
"If you remember," he said, and Darnay wrote, "the words we spoke so long ago, you will understand this when you see it." As he said this, Carton took his hand from his pocket.
"What is that in your hand?" asked Darnay.
"Nothing."
"Have you written, 'See it'?"
"Good. Now, go on writing," said Carton quietly.
"I am happy that I can prove them now. This is not a reason for sadness."
Carton's hand was close to Darnay's face, and he gently pressed a cloth against Darnay's nose and mouth. A minute later, Darnay lay unconscious on the ground. Carton quickly dressed himself in Darnay's clothes and pushed the note that Darnay had written inside Darnay's pocket. Then he went to the door and called softly,